Sweet lady of my holy, she's sitting by the highway, yeah, selling her papaya, green and ripe bananas, and breakfast with Bob.
Poncho Man! Round of applause for our man, Poncho Man. We are brought to you by EAS Sports Nutrition, by Hoka One One, Polar, Oska Wellness, Velo Fix. We'll have our championship edition at Four Seasons Hualalai, and we are on triathlonworld.com. Our guest, Ironman world champion, and a woman who just won Challenge Roth as well, won two Ironman races in 1 week, Daniela Reif. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Always so much fun to chat with you. So this year was a little different because you were hoping validate in Frankfurt, but it was freezing.
Well, I mean, it wasn't freezing, but my body was freezing.
Body was freezing, yes.
It was, it was tough. Sometimes things don't work out how you plan it. And
right.
So we made new plans and then we thought it might be a good challenge to do something different. And that's why we did Roth in Zurich. And I'm glad I could finish the second one. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here right now.
So that was a lot of pressure because Challenge Roth is an amazing event, but it's not, you can't validate for this race there. But you went there, and what'd you go, 8:21, something like that?
Yes, 22 maybe, I'm not quite sure.
But only a couple minutes off of the course record. Had an amazing day, but then, that's a full marathon. A week later, you're in Zurich doing another full distance race, and that race you had to do to get here. How hard was it to run two full iron distance events in 1 week?
Yeah, it was surprising. I mean, before the race, you know, I didn't know if it was possible. It was definitely a big challenge. And we figured we should do something if I can handle that.
Yes.
Or I knew if I can finish that, it would make me stronger. And so that's always with challenges, you know, when you actually surprise yourself or you do better than you actually think you can.
Right.
It's a great thing. And it definitely helped for my head as well, because it gave me a bit of course, race practice.
Yes.
And also, yeah, it makes you stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I guess. So, it was a great experience. And also to just get out there, and especially after a race where you can't finish, for me, it was something really, frustrating, because if I start, I want to finish that race and give my best. And
yes.
In Frankfurt, I couldn't. And so that's why it was good to go to Roth and just, yeah, have fun and enjoy it and race fast.
So you were a two-time Olympian, and you were seventh in 2008 and 40th, I think, in 2012 at the Olympics. When you moved to the longer distance, you had success right away. Did you think that you would be this good at long distance?
No, I never... Yeah, you never know.
Right.
Like, I just knew I liked to do long runs and I liked to do long rides.
Yeah.
And yeah, I started to do the non-drafting again, and what I appreciated is that you actually, yeah, you do your own thing. It really counts on you. When you show the performance, then you're gonna be up there somewhere in the front. If you don't show the performance, you're not there up there in the front. And I think that's, yeah, it's very fair. And then I did some halves, and I was thinking maybe one day I'll do an Ironman. And with Brett having him as a coach, it went a bit faster than I expected to go into long distance. Yeah.
Yeah, but you had success right away with the long distance.
Yeah, I mean, you also train hard and a lot for ITU racing. I think my hours used to not be much less. We might have run more K's in running, for example.
Yes.
Than I do now at the moment. So you have some volume to do as well to be fast on 10K. And so I think that definitely helped. Yeah, it's a long process. I mean,
right.
I started with 14, and that's, a long time ago. So you kind of improve every year, or you try to improve every year.
Last year, you had one of those epic seasons where you win 70.3 worlds, you win Ironman worlds, and you win the triple crown, $1 million triple crown. That's a hard season to follow up. When you finish a season like that, was it difficult to get up for this season?
Well, the season actually kept going till January.
It was an amazing season.
I think it was, yeah, probably the most exciting season I've had. I mean, yeah.
Or anybody has had.
I don't know. I mean, I can only speak for myself and what I experienced.
Yes.
And I just really enjoyed, of course, winning here in Kona was absolutely special. Having, you know, my family and friends around here and sharing that win.
Yes.
And with the team is very special, and to actually achieve it. And,
yes.
And because before the race, a lot of people said, yeah, you're going to win it. And yeah, you have to do it first. And then to do it is a great, great thing and or a great feeling. And then, yeah, of course, the Triple Crown was full on till December.
Right.
And yeah, that was also very special, like to have three such great races to actually show your best performance possible. And then, yeah, kept going to the January, and that's where we took the break. So it took a bit, yeah. I didn't feel tired from my body so much. But definitely when I came home in December, I had lots of other things and to do, and you kind of have to organize yourself a bit, which definitely took a bit in the beginning of the year. You have to... Yeah, see, there's new things coming when your success is there, and that's was also an exciting part, of course.
So, first time you come here, you take second place, and you only got here a few days before the race. Really didn't know that much about the car. I remember we were sitting, talking, and you're like, "So is this where the run goes?" You really didn't know that much about the race course. What surprised you? Because you've been to Olympics and all the pageantry that goes with the Olympics. When you first came here, were you surprised at the feeling here and how big of an event it is?
Yeah, it's definitely a huge event. I think I would call it the big festival of triathlon every year.
Yes.
And also, so many people having the same passion in such a little place, in a beautiful place, it makes it very unique. And when I came here first, it was definitely a lot, you know, going on. And I think it was good to just come here and go out there and not think too much. As a rookie, it was definitely also a great experience. I also appreciate now to know where about the hills are, and so you know a bit more what to expect.
Yes.
But yeah, sometimes it's in Ironman. It's also not so bad if you can't think too much ahead, if you're just in the moment. So I think that was, for the first year, was a good thing to do, yeah.
Yeah, and coming here after winning 70.3 Worlds, really your expectations didn't have to be, obviously every time you go to the line you want to win, but taking second in your first time out was a great thing, considering your goal was 70.3 Worlds.
Yeah, it was, a great battle. I can definitely say that when I crossed that finish line, I gave my all and everything.
Yes.
And that's always my big goal. If I go and race, I want to really leave it out there. And that's what I did in the first year. And that's why I was also, of course, in the beginning, I was a little bit disappointed because it was so close.
Yes.
But it was a great battle. And I know I gave my all, my best. And yeah, maybe we'll see another battle this Saturday, I don't know, and then I'll definitely give my best again, and hopefully then run away from the other person, whoever that might be.
Whoever that might be. Okay. So speaking of whoever that might be, there's Brenda Carfrae, 2 years ago, was 14:30 down on the bike, off the bike, and ran her way into to win her third title, and last year was injured before the race, and then dropped out during the race. Obviously, you like to race the best when they're at their best. Are you looking forward to Saturday because Marinda's back, and she didn't get to compete last year? So I'm guessing that you like the fact that she's here ready to race.
Yeah, of course. I mean, she's an amazing athlete. She's shown so much consistency over the last years, and her run is always there. So I'm sure she will show a great run again. So if I want to win, I have to also show a great bike or a good bike and a great run. So yeah, I have a lot of respect from her. And last year, unfortunately, she had to pull out because of other reasons. And you want to measure against the best. And I think it's definitely a good, very good field here. And it's going to be a long and a very hard day. Yeah.
Do you look at the other athletes in terms of going online and looking what their times and things like that are, or do you primarily just focus on you?
No, I don't try to analyze the others too much.
Yes.
When you race, you see what they do, and I can only focus on what I do in every session.
Yes.
And then what I do in the race. And I, of course, I know all the others can bike, they can run, and they can swim. And yeah, that's all that what matters. You have to show your performance. And,
sure.
And then, yeah, measure yourself in the moment.
How did winning this race... Did winning this race change your life? Did it impact you in terms of more sponsors, more awareness back home? How did it change things for you?
Yeah, it was like, because I went straight to Thailand and then to Bahrain.
Yes.
I only came home in December. So when I came home, I was actually quite shocked or surprised how much attention I got through, yeah, December, January, March, April. It was definitely a huge thing. I didn't know so many people would follow it. And
yes.
When I came home and suddenly people talking to you in the supermarket or in the street, it was a bit unusual. But it was also very nice to see how, yeah, especially in Switzerland, they were really proud and very happy. And then selected, or how do you vote me for the
Sportswoman of the Year?
Yes, and that was, yeah, it's a huge honor as a triathlete to be Sportswoman of the Year in Switzerland.
That is very cool. And so going into, like you said, you did two full Ironmans, and then you went to Ironman 70.3 Worlds. I think you were fourth there.
Yes.
And were you happy with that race?
No, not really. I mean, I learned a lot from it.
What'd you learn?
It was the first time I didn't get away on the bike for,
yes,
for a while.
Yes.
And that was kind of new. And I didn't feel too bad. I pushed and the others were also strong. And
right.
And your mind has to kind of adjust and say, okay, what do you do? And it didn't really cross my mind that you can win a race in the run, because I never had to.
Right.
And that was a mistake. I kind of, when I started the run, I was kind of just, yeah, I'll get into it, instead of just really trying to attack it and from the start.
Yes.
And yeah, that was probably it was a good kind of a wake-up call.
Learning experience for you?
That, yeah, in any race, what happens, like for example on the bike, the race is only finished in the finish. So,
right.
And yeah, I believe I showed a few good runs as well in the last couple of years. And yeah, I'll definitely have that in my mind for this race. There's that after the bike, there's still 3 hours to also make up ground if you have to.
So, I mean, what makes people, what makes athletes great is when they can adapt and change, because sometimes things happen out there, right? You might not have the greatest swim or bike ride. Do you feel that your running is better now than it was a year ago?
I we were in Jeju for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I've had some really good sessions there, so makes me confident. I definitely think my running has gone better over a marathon.
Yes.
I might not be as fast. I was definitely very fast last year as well on the half marathon.
The first half, yeah.
But for Ironman, it's definitely also the strength. And I think especially with maybe Rough and Zurich, that gave me a lot of confidence and also probably strength for the run, because I could, especially in Rough, have a good run there as well, which helps if you can have good results for your head, you know. It's
exactly. Would you prefer for race day, do you want it hot and windy and, you know, all the tougher the conditions, the better? What works best for you? Or do you care?
I guess the tougher, the better. The wind is definitely, if it's hard in the wind, with the wind, you have to just push these big gears.
Yes.
And that's, I like the big gears. So yeah, please wind, show up.
Do you feel, now that you're feeling more confident in your run, do you feel that, okay, I need X amount of minutes off the bike to beat someone like a Marinda Carfrae or potentially a Melissa Halschute? Or do you feel like, you know what, whatever happens, I can, if I need to win this race on the run, I feel I can do that?
I feel like that's the better attitude, instead of saying I need to get that many minutes.
Yes.
To be able to hold, like to make it to the finish as the first, or to hold the gap. So my my point of view should for the race should be I am going to do the bike, and then whatever happens, I want to show that I can also run, and I hope I can show it. Yeah.
What would it mean to you to win this race for the second time? There's a lot of people, not a lot, a number of people have won this race once, but once you start winning it two and potentially three times, it sort of changes the perception of someone as an athlete.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. It's it's definitely just as hard as winning it for the first time.
Yes.
But I see it a bit as last time I really wanted to win, because I really wanted to have this title, and it was just such a big race to me. And now I see it as I have the opportunity again to win again. I mean, you've done it once, so yeah, you might be able to do it twice. So yeah, I don't know. I definitely think it's a huge race, and it would mean a lot to be able to experience that again, or to make new experience here. But it's one of the hardest races, and yeah, it's not gonna be easy at all.
When you're Ironman World Champion, you're sort of the leader of the sport, right? People look to you as the, you know, you're wearing the crown as the leader of the sport, more so than even the Olympic gold medalist, I think. Has it been enjoyable being the Ironman World Champion? Because I'm sure a lot more, like you said, more notoriety, and people value your opinion more when you're Ironman World Champion. And
yeah, I'm not sure if my opinion is worth more. I mean, it's not that I know more than last year. I think it's definitely great to see that people have respect for what you do, or they also fan with you. They're really proud or happy if you have a good race, and they're really excited that how you race. It's nice to have these, how do you call it, when you meet people and they
know you, or they're fans.
No, they're more like having these experiences that they really care as well. It's nice.
They're more than just friends, right?
Yeah, they share the same passion, and if you can also maybe... my English is getting worse.
No, your English is fine.
I'm looking for words. I meant if you can make them inspired by what you do, or that's always the biggest honor you can get from someone.
So the year before, you came down Ali'i Drive in second place, and you were very excited about that. Last year, coming down in first place, how special was that for you?
Yeah, I can't really describe it. It's when you like pass Queen K and then turn into Palani, then that's kind of where you... that's where I knew I have it. I remember Susie staying there and saying, "Oh, Brett is so proud," and my coach. And
yes.
It was just all this work you put in, and then you're starting to realize, okay, now I just can run it home and enjoy it. And then especially having my mom and my friend and my supporting team, Robbie and all these people in the finish, and then actually achieve it is very, very special.
Congratulations, and have an awesome race on Saturday. We're going to be looking forward to it.
Thanks.
Daniela Reef, everybody. 2015 Ironman World Champion. Poncho Man, take us out.
Lady of my holy, sitting by the highway, selling her papaya. Bananas, watching Breakfast with Bob. Breakfast with Bob. Breakfast with Bob and Daniela.
Wow. Hi, Joe.